I've got little to communicate from my desk today, except to say, oh, you are all welcome. And we have got a sponsor with us here. How do you, I pronounce it? Smolet. So we have got a sponsor who is going to take us through the proposal that I want to believe we all have in our packages. I'm sure equally we are under the threat that we may not have a quorum. Many of our colleagues are not here. Two key members that are always here are not well. Both the whip, Kubai, and Honorable Pretorius, they are both not well. And I'm sure we would want to wish them well for speedy recovery, because without them we may not have our treatment as it's supposed to. But I want to remind members that you would recall that the presentation by sponsors doesn't warrant quorum. We will listen to the presentation and then we will then at our own time deliberate. Maybe to remind ourselves again that it has been long that we haven't been receiving proposals. After the honorable member would have been presented these documents and speak to it, ours will be then seeking clarity, kind of, you know, questions, and make sure that we understood correctly what they have presented to us, and it, we will at our own time then arrive at determination. I want to take this opportunity, welcome Honorable Smolet, and before that we get the formal apologies.
Good morning, Honorable Members. We've got apologies from Honorable Pretorius, Honorable Killian, Honorable Sosibo, Honorable Kopanya might join us later. Thank you. And Honorable Kubai, you also forwarded the apology.
Thank you very much. We will straight away then invite Honorable Smolet to take us through the presentation. Over to you.
Thank you, Chair, and good morning to the members of this portfolio. I'm sure that you've read about the National Lottery in the media if you do follow the newspapers, and therefore my proposal also out of the DTI report that came out in 2010 in February, and therefore I submitted my private members bill for you guys to consider it maybe favorably. My presentation on page one on the context is just what I will be talking to, a little bit of a background why here, then I will touch on number bullet point two, the current legislation and the objects of the proposed amendments, and then recommendations of the potential amendments. I think what we need to understand is that in the current legislation and in the public domain, there has been some doubt about how the National Lottery runs their affairs. And it all started with when one of the unions received financial support from the National Lottery Board, the National Youth Development Agency, that deserved a 40 million rand of the festival through the Miscellaneous Fund, and where the National Lottery Board turned down big charities that were on the their payroll, or subsequently receiving annually some funds, like the Sikukula Sonke organization, which assists 4,000 children a year right here in Khayelitsha. And the revelations about billions in unspent money, I must say that I was personally with some of with two other members this week at the National Lottery Board. and we established that 900 million rand as it is right now is not being allocated or is actually unspent. Although that the National Lottery Board, since it started inception, has received about 1.5 billion rand, they've only distributed or of that about I would say about 3.3 billion of that has not been sent or is being allocated for possible future reports. But that's why I wanted to talk about that. Most of this also comes from my DTI report that was done on the 3rd of February 2010 by the Department of Trade and Industry. So this proposed legislation has got to deal with how public relations has got to be turned around, the effect, and how Lotto or the National Lotto Board has got to manage itself. And when we look at the credibility that has been lost, it is due to the National Lottery Board receiving just under 12,000 applications in the various distributing agencies. You've got to remember that there are four different criteria, and I'll come back to you. But they received just under 12,000. But the distributing agencies boards, which are two have been appointed and the third one has not yet been appointed, can only manage at the present stage because they are non-permanent people. They come in twice a month. They go through 200 applications per month. And work that out, it comes to about 1,200 applications which a distributing agency can deal with over a period of a year. Therefore, about up to on one of the distributing agencies, there's about 6,000 applicants that either not get to or just get filed away. And also the issue about the I'll touch on the conflict of the interest of distributing agents. These are the people that make the rulings on the various applicants. The distributing agencies of the National Lottery Board deals with charities, where actually 8,000 applicants came from this year. Sports and Recreation, which received about 1,700 applicants. And Arts and Culture and National Heritage, which just received under 3,000 applications. And the miscellaneous purposes is a fund which doesn't meet either of these three criteria. So if someone should want to ask for funding through the National Lottery Board, it will go through the miscellaneous section, and that's where the minister has got his prerogative to make a call on if you or she wants to assist that, you know, that organization. Now, yes, where current legislation has got a problem. The miscellaneous expenditure, which is rightly defined, does not talk to where and how far the minister can make his or her ruling and which criteria his expenditure. And this is one of the DTI's recommendations, and this was a court ruling, it talks to about where the constitution judgment was defeated to the objective of the act to exclude political office bearers. Interpretation of political office bearers was too narrow. So what it is, there is no clear definition in the lottery on how to exercise and how far you can exercise your right in order to use that money, as well as a cap to expenditure. So one, you could make a ruling and you can spend all 900 million rand or all 1.5 billion rand per year to one organization, because that there is no existing cap and there's no existing criteria in order for the specific distributing agencies to say what they can do and what they cannot do and how much money. And if a certain cap, like in the provincial, like the PFMA, certain people in the finance section will approve certain funding in provincial or national government. If the funding becomes higher, a more senior person comes to the ground and evaluates the recommendation by the junior section, where this act doesn't allow it. So the five distributing agents that comes in on a temporary basis has got a carte blanche section on how to spend national lottery funds. And this opens the window for some sort of abuse or manipulation that can happen. There's also no link from the distributing agency to the national lottery fund in order to account for the money that they have spent. The National Lottery Board accounts in its annual report on how they spend money, but they can't hold the distributing agencies accountable for the funds that they've allocated and the intervention that they can make. And this is an abnormality that is in the Act, and I will forward the DTI report to you as soon as I get a soft copy of it. But it says the distributing agencies allocate and disturbs the fund of the NLDTF without oversight and function over the DAs, and there's no accountability by the DEA. And if I talk about the DEA, I'm talking about the distributing agencies, which is the three sections towards the National Lottery Fund. And that is where we've got in government. There's an AG report, we look at the financial resources which a department spends, and there's accountability. So this is what we are trying to oversee. But when we look at this legislation, it will have a clear impact on Section 31 of the National Lottery Act, and no other subsections should be tampered with. It's an addition that should come in towards subsection 7. And then there would be a new section that has got to come into the Act that will deal directly with it, with the accountability of the distributing agencies, and also a contribution towards the problem gambling. All persons that are involved with gambling one way or another contributes to problem gambling is 0.01%. That 0.01% of finances are managed by the National Gambling Board in order to put up advertisements, in order to make people aware of problem gambling, and also to assist with social needs should there be some sort of rehabilitation process in order to get a person back into society. As a third person, you can approach the court, you can say that the breadwinner is spending the money, please get this person help, stop this person from gambling. That is that 0.01%. Although the National Lottery Board is a form of gambling, but it doesn't contribute towards that type of the market. And this is also a concern from the National Gambling Board side in this section, where there's no contribution from the National Lottery side in order to assist, as well as the service provider, which is Kidani, but that's a separate issue. There's also no process in the Act that deals with a structured appeal process. Should the applicant which gets rejected, he only receives an appeal letter and then he's got to reapply on the process. But looking at the distributing form, but there's no special format that there's a committee that is being formed that is not of the same members of the distributing agency, but maybe a separate non-partial issue that can actually look at the issue of applicant, and those are some of the issues that also need to come into this Act. I think the clarification should explicitly exclude, hopefully in this bill, that national lottery funding should not be going towards any political organization. Allegations to organizations that are omitted from that subsection should be listed, and should an organization that are listed wants to make a approach to the funding, the minister should have the prerogative to turn down or look at that proposal. But that should be clearly put into the act so that there are no sort of grey areas to deal with the issue. Chair, I try to be brief as moment as possible, but I think if there's one thing that I could leave with your committee, it is, and it's clearly indicated in the report, is that we've got to get the act to hold distributing agencies accountable for the money that they use. Point one. Point two. There has got to be a set of criteria, because presently it's an application-based approach. Your application is first, therefore you get funding. There's no criteria that you look at the broader applications, and once you've got the broader applications, you determine the strength, the outcomes that government wants to maybe achieve. What they want next year is not the same that they want this year, and you look at how what the actual effect of that spending of that money would be. And none of these issues are presently in the Act or in the regulations, and therefore my appeal with you today is to look at these issues, and I will try to answer any questions from any of you or the members itself. Thank you.
Thank you very much. There you are, honourable members. I'm sure it's time for you to get clarity kind of questions. If there are please, may we not tempted to go into the pros and the cons of the deliberations. We will do that at our right time. Today we wanted to get the matter clearly from you. Can I invite any question, Honorable Kumali?
Thanks, Chairperson. Let's welcome the presentation by Honorable Kumali. Firstly, I have to confirm that myself and Honorable Smale, we are in a trade union as a committee. And last week, of course, we were in Joburg in a number of companies that he already mentioned that we were there to look of some sort of their practices. An implication into the act is to see whether there is a need, if there is a need, which are those clauses that need to be amended on the Lotteries Act. But Chairperson, I'm not too sure. I do believe that while the trade industry is busy with the process, to me it would be like taking a process to move parallel to one another if trade industry hasn't exhausted all the, processes and measures to ensure that which clauses have to be amended, and we on the other side of this committee we are now entertaining it in order to amend it. I will therefore, Chairperson, propose that let the process take place in trade industry and exhaust everything, and we can be entertaining the other side to see which process has
been
amended on the act. Thanks.
I'm sure you might have heard that it's not necessarily a clarity seeking question. It's a concern. I wanted to check, is it the alleged, processes in your portfolio committee are taking place, as she said.
Chairperson, the portfolio committee is dealing with the Gambling Commission's report. The Gambling Commission's report is looking at a report that was sanctioned by the minister about a year and a half ago, and which came out, which deals with all formats of gambling. Now, gambling has got two legs. The one is what we would think of the casinos, the horse racing industries, the betting, all those formats, and the broader side on the other side. The other side is a different act, which is the National Lotteries Act. But there's no clear indication, because I submitted this before the Commission, before we started with the Commission's report, and how the process would be going forward. But the committee hasn't pronounced itself if it would want to address the issue of the gambling report, and if they would want to go and the time of that. I'm sure in time they would maybe deliberate on how they would want to see the process unfold, but there's presently that there is no, you know, stupid to judge or to say what will happen or what will unfold. I cannot say what how the committee and the chair would want to see. If we could just going to deal on the gambling side, or we might just withdraw the one issue in. I do not see, because the time frame, there's no time frame period on when we want to close or when will it come at back place. The issue that remains is that in the current form which the National Lottery is being managed and being run, needs some sort of intervention sooner than later. And it talks to the structure, it talks to the business of the running of the day in order to get through the applicants. And if a committee is not going to look in the issues of the Act and really consider Act proposals to the amendment of the Act, with, because in the on the 3rd of February 2010, it was highlighted to the committee of the Portfolio of Trade and Industry that this is a concern. We're a year and a half later, sir, and it was discussed then. It was a year and a half later today, and there's still no feed forward. That's why the urgency of pressing for the matter to be actually be discussed. But I do not, I do concur with what my colleague has said. Some of the issues are there, and they are relevant. It could influence this issue, but it also could influence it towards the other way. So I haven't been in a situation where both of these issues, one could combine them and could not combine them. So it's a new path for me on the one way or another.
Thank you very much. Are you, if I were to check, this kind of concerns and proposals that you're proposing, haven't you at any given stage raised them within the committee and said, let's look at moving towards this direction? I'm saying this because ultimate and in our processes, we are still going to consult the portfolio committee. So we should not, you know, do something that to them might be seen as something that you are a member, you have raised with them, they have said this answers that response. I just want to check.
Chairperson, I think I don't want to use the term a task team. It's more there's a small group of three that looks into this matter. And they will obviously
from the portfolio committee.
From the portfolio committee of trade and industry that is busy with some sort of oversight into the broader spectrum of gambling and the biggest spectrum of gambling. And they will do proposals, but I do know that the time frame this year, this specific year, and probably the first section, the first quarter of next year, most probably won't allow for this action actually to take place because of other of time constraints within the committee of whatever issues are in place. So hopefully that with your committee's approval of needs or assessment, the matter could be maybe addressed in a more quicker way, in order to get it on the agenda or on the year program of the committee, so that we might be able to deal with it. But there is a possibility. I don't deny it, that it could be seen as some sort of double. But I'm not sure about when that will take place. Thank you, sir.
Honourable Funding.
Sir, apologies for being late. I just want to ask also a clarity question in terms of whether this problem, as is described here, could not be resolved by a stronger oversight role by the committee itself, rather than a change in legislation.
you, Member. There was a DTI report on the 3rd of February that clearly indicated that there's a need of a legislation clarity or there are grey areas in the legislation in order to make sure that the National Lottery actually runs better. And and it actually talks to it, says that the National Lottery Board administer and manage the NLDTF's accounts, which is the finances which they receive. But the distributing agency doesn't account to the National Lottery Board or the NDTLF, which means that there's a clear vacancy. So someone has got an account on the reporting system, but hasn't got a direct accountability towards someone else. So these things have got to, in time, these things have got to come together, and there will be definitely clear proposals towards the amendment, towards the act. I think when we did our oversight meeting, this was last week, and you must know that I proposed this. I don't know when this came to your life, but it was some time ago. We did find that there are some loopholes. The three members that went along, and today we will. I'm not the chairperson for WASA from that committee. Will give some sort of a report back, feedback on some of our findings. I'm not sure what that report will entail because I haven't seen it yet. Clearly, there will be legislative process going ahead from this process. I do see that happening.
Honourable Mapilu Sassan, your follow
comment. We have already said we had the presentation. My little problem is when the Committee on Trade and Industry is also dealing with this problem, at the same time we come in, can't maybe on our own time see on this thing while that committee is busy, and we will also want to know how far are the committee concerning this issue. If it is then that we can do anything or what we should do.
Honourable Kumar.
Thanks, Chair. Chairperson, it is true that when we met the National Lottery Board, a number of things has came out, like the issue of distributing agencies which money has been, sort of dumped without being followed up, whether it does the cost of the granting those people's money. It also came up that some of the stakeholders had to be put together to ensure that we get the proper information and to who had to account to who after the money has been spent. I'm sure, Chairperson, if I had corrected my colleague next to me, I would love to say it was just a second proposal to say let us sit on the issue while the trade industry is still busy on it. Because correctly so, Honorable Smare has said that it might be sound like something that is, we're talking same issue ourselves and trade industry at same time. But let me also confirm that at the end of the day, it will exactly need the legislation because of the unclear of the money that is spent on that front, of which I think is a concern for all of us. Because that a trust has to, account at the end of the day as to who is responsible for this money, why money is spent, what was the reason. So that's what I'm saying, Chairperson. I think my colleague was in a way
seconding that. Let us pause on the issue up until trade industry has exhausted everything. Yeah.
Is there any further clarity seeking question? But if you were to be generous, the functions of the board, as stipulated by the legislation, are you convinced that they are not sufficient to play their monitoring and administering of the funds, including to check after distributing to whoever it is the agency in between can do effectively?
I'm definitely sure it is, because at the present moment the board gets the applications. They just look at if the documents or the applicant has completed the forms in the format that it should have been done, and that all the necessary documentations are there. Those forms gets given to the distributing agents, which makes the allocation. And that's applicant-based issue. The current legislation doesn't allow for the National Lottery Board or the minister or a distributing agency to approach a worthy organization should they want to give funding to. Let's say there's an NGO in a rural area that does AIDS orphanage children, you know, they've got this system. They can't approach that organization and say, listen, we would like to help you. There's the finances. There's the money. We would like to help you. So they've got to look at the applications that comes to them, and they've got to deal with that. So there's no sort of discretion. And that discretion also needs to be brought into the legislative part, so that somewhere the legislature, that government can also play that sort of role. And these are some of the issues that are sincerely hampering, I think, the National Lottery Board, and those are the frustrations. I know that processes do take in long in government, and I can see this process taking another a year and a half, 2 years, because this was kicked off in February last year, and now it's just beginning to touch on it, I'm going to debate very hard in the portfolio of trade and industry, and I'm sure my colleague will do the same, that this needs to be finalized or pushed through. But if they're going to see it as a proposal or a legislative amendment to the Act, that's a debate or a policy decision that needs to come on the Act. You know, the latest, and I do think that you also know policy decisions do go either way, depending on the strength of the debate. But it is a burning issue to most of us, and I don't think it's just to us. I think it's towards the public as well.
Maybe the final question: if the portfolio committee, when we engage them, they showed that the concern you are raising, together with the Honourable Kumalo.
Yeah.
Which is the concern of the portfolio committee, and they showed us a program to say this is the program that we'll be working on towards addressing this. Will you be saying you are comfortable, we can leave it with them?
Chairperson, I will be very comfortable if there is proof that we will look at legislative framework, and then and there's a time frame fixed to that period. I will be happy with that.
Yeah, this is not a necessary question, but I'm a bit worried about something that Mr. Small said, and I think we must just clear that as well. There's no way that this committee can hurry up legislation. I think there's sometimes expectations that we can fast-track legislation in committee, and we can't. I think it's and the reason why I'm addressing it is I think we must be careful that false perceptions arise about what we can do and what we can't do, and, you know, that we can actually say that this legislation needs to be fast-tracked. I just wanted to make that point, Chair.
Thank you very much. I think we should thank Honourable Smale and allow him to proceed with the day with other things. We will look at your presentation, your proposal, we will do the consultation, and the determination of the committee will equally be communicated to ourselves. And thank you for considering to forward a proposal to the NA, which finally has been referred to ourselves. You may say one or two.
Thank you, Chair, and thank you to the members for listening. And it keeps you busy as well. And have a good day.
Thank you very much. Honourable members, I think we may not be able to take any business. We were supposed to look at the minutes. We are less one person to have a quorum. But I think I should congratulate ANC today. You have made better steps than other days, except Honorable Kubai, who is not well. All of you are here. And I think if you can keep it up from there, it makes something different. We should not at all costs rely on the opposition to do our work. The public out there mandated ANC to look and pass laws that are addressing their concerns. If ANC is always said we are unable, we are waiting for opposition, we are betraying and then selling our mandate that we have been given by the people, I thought I should just remark on that. We are therefore forced to adjourn and then to then take the remaining business in the next meeting when we have got a quorum. Thank you very much, and have a lovely day.
I'm not sure if you're going to be able to do that.